How does this work?
Ryan, is this thing on? Oh, we're recorded?
Ryan! Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chris's,
the podcast. The Chris's are proud to present today's sponsor,
Leafy Organics. Leafy Organics Prana, made with organic turmeric and ginger.
Decreases inflammation, improves brain function, benefits heart health, and improves joint condition.
Yes, go to leafyorganics.com or on the gram at leafyorganics, that's L-E-E-F-Y. Get 15% off your first purchase with our code. Chris, what's the code?
Discount code QWTC. Also, a very special thank you to all of the Chris's team members who have donated at patreon.com/QWT.
Chris's!
Ryan, start the show! Then we got full screen here. Not what we want, Ryan. Not at all what we want. Batman Scoop. Brooklyn Clan. Oh man, good times. Are we gonna turn off the construction outside? Cause it's pretty annoying, Ryan. All right, you think we're doing it? No? You want to wake up for the show?
Are we on?
Oh, we're live.
Oh shoot. Sorry.
Oh, we're live. Oh, Ryan. Ryan, play the music. Turn off that construction. Quarantining
with the Chris's.
I'm your host Chris.
I'm your host Chris.
And we apologize for those technical difficulties as Ryan can't get the construction equipment to stop beeping outside, and we have to close all the windows, so now it's definitely a greenhouse effect.
Well, good thing we're in a colorful greenhouse, Chris. Oh. Especially with these colorful backgrounds, these colorful shirts.
Oh, and where can I get these shirts?
I think they're on our website. I don't know if it's been put up yet, have they?
I think they've been up there. If you go to the link in our bio, you can see all of the wonderful merchandise we have, especially these t-shirts, which are limited edition, hand tie-dyed by Davey. Go to the link in the bio or qwt.com to pick one up yourself. They're available in all flavors and sizes, Chris.
All flavors and sizes, made by Davey's two hands. And speaking of two, Corey has asked us to shout out Two Dogs La.
Two Dogs La.
Two Dogs La.
Two Dogs La.
Shout out to Two Dogs La.
Shout out Two Dogs La. Thank you for joining us, everyone here, Susie, my mother, James, Danielle, and all the people in the quarantine land. We're quarantined the Chris's, we do this every day that ends.
And why?
But does not start.
With us.
Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Special edition today, Chris.
Special editions. We're going back in time, Chris.
Oh, we're way back.
Way back. To the Renaissance.
Ooh, the Renaissance.
Yeah, it's a Renaissance Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I don't know how that works.
Not quite sure either, but maybe we'll find out.
Maybe there's a Renaissance man that will eventually come on that it will probably work.
Maybe he'll save us. Maybe he's our father. Who knows?
I get that joke, and no one else does. Our community cause this week is tie-dye for tumors.
Yes, tie-dye for tumors crafts hand tie-dyed items like these.
Oh.
And these.
Oh.
Benefiting families fighting tumors. Tie-dye for tumors was started by our friend Vanessa. We can say friend now, yeah? We're basically Instagram
we're best friends.
Yeah.
Everyone on Instagram is our best friend.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Started by Vanessa in memory of her sister, Allie.
Purchases from Tie-Dye for Tumors, who make colorful tie-dye t-shirts that mine just washed this morning, so I forgot to bring it up and show everyone. But honors friends and family that have been lost to cancerous brain tumors, allows families currently affected by brain tumors to keep on fighting. Go to @tiedifortumors if you're on Instagram right now. If you're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Periscope, go to tiedifortumors on Etsy. Google tiedifortumors and get their awesome shirts or our shirts as well. Just get both. But if you get ours, what do they get?
They get ours though. 10% of proceeds goes to tiedifortumors this week.
No, there you go.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a free gift. Links are in the bio for our shirts, or go to tiedifortumors. On Instagram, we do have to pay the bills.
Yes. We're gonna We're sponsored today by Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh!
The best coupons one person can get, actually.
Oh, wow. These expired pre-COVID. Does that mean they're double now?
I think they're actually, yes. These technically, we got 5 of these, so we get 100% off of one item, Chris.
Thank Make you. It rain. Yes. 100% off one item that's marked up. Oh, so
I think we just can make it rain right now, Chris. The cloud just shed a tear.
There you go.
As the rain drops in the background too.
Ryan, we have a guest. Renaissance? Yeah? Okay. Thank you, Jen. Thank you again for joining us, folks. As a cat got my tongue, which also shout out to my mother, who sent me a wonderful card that looks like her cat that's on it. Shout out to my mom, the CEO of Holiday Decorations.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Woo!
Yeah. You guys hear me? See me? Am I clear?
We can hear and see you, James Lott Jr. at James Lott Jr. on Instagram. Oh, cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
I wish I was in Q-West, so I'm drinking my Q-West mug.
Nice. Are you drinking water, your $2 vodka, maybe your $9 vodka?
We only do $2 chuck, and we mix it with some kind of punch in it, so it's like a wine punch. It's almost like a sangria. For like $5.
Wow. The $2 chuck, I think $2 chuck now is $2.50?
$2.99.
No, it's back down. It's back down again.
It went back down.
And it went back down again. So it's $1.99.
You know what? You can't beat it. And the fact that they would ruin the $2 chuck name by trying to increase the price, it's not right.
You can't complain when stuff goes back down.
I can't even say anything to that. So yeah, okay. that kind of show already. All righty. Okay.
Ryan, we'll edit that part out.
Let's start. Sure.
Well, thank you for joining us, James. You're also in Los Angeles, but you've been busy doing a couple other things during the quarantine. A lot of stuff, I think.
A few things.
A couple of things. I was at the Trader Joe's that's in Redondo Beach. But it's like in inner Redondo. If you don't realize it, Redondo Beach goes all the way in.
Yeah,
it goes east. So I went to the Trader Joe's, a little tiny one. It's a hidden gem, folks. Manhattan Beach Boulevard, so I'll tell you that.
Not hidden anymore.
Oh, now we all know. Now everyone knows on Manhattan Beach Boulevard, that Trader Joe's.
Go, storm it. No. Get those peanut butter cups that are just like so like, you know, addictive.
Yes, they're quite addictive.
I think we ate the entire thing of the dark chocolate ones. Was it last weekend? Or the weekend before?
I think it was 2 weekends ago in one night.
Easily. But yes, I do a few things, you guys. I does a lot. Thank you, Tony. I does a lot of stuff. LOTT and LOT. From books to music to audio podcasts to TV shows, radio shows. I do it all.
Wow. Speaking of audio casts, we've got some exciting news coming out. It's Winter Wonderland here at one street in LA, maybe Manhattan Beach Boulevard, may turn into Mistletoe Row.
Ooh.
Yes, be careful, folks, because you may fall asleep and wake up in Mistletoe Road. And where all of a sudden, everybody's friendly and nice. That's so not LA.
It's true.
Yeah, Mike. So yes, I have a new audio series. So JLJ Media, which is my online network, go to YouTube, wherever we go, we're doing Christmas right. So a lot of the shows that I have on there, we're doing Christmas episodes. Our first audio soap opera, which many people know, Forever and a Day, which I produce, it's on my show, they're doing a Christmas episode in between seasons. And then for me, we decided to add some actual Christmas audio series, folks. That means in your ear holes, in your ears.
In your ears.
And one is Mistletoe Road, which is a special funny take on what would you do if you woke up and you were in Christmas City? What would you Chris's do if you woke up, you think, in Christmas City?
If there was a whole city named after us, the Christmas City, I think we would be the mayor, Chris.
I think I'd be, honorary, mayor for life, right?
Yes.
basically the dictators of Christmas City.
Yes.
Oh my God. Season two, you have to both be the co-mayors of Christmas City. Oh,
cool. We know you just write in people that you liked, so can you put a good word in with the writer for us?
He's kind of a bitch sometimes, but I'll talk. You'll see what he thinks. I'm getting ideas. I'm like, the Chris's should run Christmas City. How funny is that? We have that coming out November 30th. It's a 6-part series, a lot of fun. Then we have another one called Claus, as in Santa. Claus, the series.
Oh,
it's three generations of Santa Clauses who don't get along. What happens? See, you ever thought about Santa Claus Jr.? Poor Santa Claus Jr. His dad is always gone on Christmas.
That's true. He never gets to have a family Christmas with his dad. I actually never considered that.
Never knew that.
We're going to talk about that on the series.
Does he even know who his father is?
He knows him, but they don't get along. They're estranged.
Ooh. Huh. Sounds like another strange hero duo that we may know, Chris. Are you familiar with that? Are you familiar with Darth Vader?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. I hear he's very popular in Australia.
You guys did your research. That's so funny.
Ryan put that up in the teleprompter.
Can you talk to us about how come you're so popular in Australia? You're in a top 100 podcast over there.
That's, oh my God, you guys, I feel like this is my life. It's like you're James Lipton's or something. You're James
Lipton. This is your life.
You're like, and you're the blue cards. And so when you were five, there you go.
That started working.
I'm impressed. I'm totally impressed. Okay, yes. So I have this podcast called Darth Vader is Your Father. I became very popular on TikTok in the Star Wars universe. And all of a sudden I got hundreds of thousands of views on my Star Wars videos I post on there. That's about anything from like my favorite Star Wars moments in the first movie, my favorite Darth Vader moments like that. So I started a series and it's doing really well. And apparently another series, a robot series about robots, posted on Twitter, who's this Darth Vader series and why are they above us? And they made a joke out of it. And they're like, yeah, you're big in Australia. So Australians apparently like my Darth Vader podcast. I had no idea that it was big down there. So they like Darth Vader. And I do stuff like when Darth Vader went disco. I talk about The Mandalorian, some fun stuff about Baby Yoda, which I have right here. Baby Yoda, baby Yoda.
Yo.
Baby. So, and I actually recorded a Darth Vader song. This has not been debuted yet.
Ooh. Oh, sorry. Can we get a sneak peek?
Yeah. We made just the chorus.
The Chris's, unsullied by sponsorships since 2020.
All right, we're at home with Claire, who is warming up for a bit of boxercise.
Yep, she's welcomed in the new year with a fancy new workout setup.
Look at that branded punch bag with matching gloves.
And that gorgeous coordinated athleisure.
So coordinated.
She is working out and working it.
Well, with prices this good on designer workout gear, how couldn't she?
Whoa!
She's back on the sofa.
With her feet in an excellently priced foot spa.
Iconic.
Get those toes to Marshall's.
Fabulous brands.
Feel good prices. At Marshall's.
Do I have it up? I don't have it up. I would play it for you. I don't have it up. But that'll be coming out soon. That'll be coming out soon. So, yes. So that's kind of... So, yeah. So, apparently, Australia... And that's the lesson. When you put something out, you never... Because it goes out to the world. I mean, you just go out to the world. You never know who's going to connect with it. You may think it's your people around you. It may not be. It may be somebody in India. It may be somebody in Canada. You just never know. So I'm very grateful to any Australians watching this. I love you. I love koalas.
Yeah, we love koalas. We love everyone down under. We love all of our podcast listeners in India. It's like 30% of our listeners now in our podcast are in India. So namaste to everyone in India. Yes.
Yes, I like that. We do
love koalas here, but... We didn't write our first research paper on that. Can you talk to us about why you chose koalas as your first subject to write about and how that inspired you to launch JLJ Media?
Oh my God, you guys are like savants. This is crazy. So I was always drawn to other places, and two places in particular, Hawaii and Australia. Couldn't tell you why those two places. They just for me. Koala, back then when they're called koala bears, was very interesting because they kind of get drunk off the eucalyptus leaves and lay around and they're cuddly. They're not quite kangaroos, but they are marsupials. And they're actually, and it's like, they just want to be left alone and just like, just kind of be koalas. And I, for some reason, as a kid, as one of a big family, I just want to be left alone and get drunk. Just kidding. I just want to be left alone. Well, later, drunk. But this way, you're left alone and kind of just like, you know, be bothered. They're so cute. And my parents got me a brick at the koala house at LA Zoo.
Oh, wow.
My name's on it and everything. We bought a brick. That's there. And so I did my first term paper when I was in junior high school on koalas. And I've never been to Australia. I haven't been there yet. But it led me into just my life in general of thinking big, thinking grand, thinking outside of my circle. And that kind of relates to at age 40 years old, changing my whole life and starting the world of Hollywood and of organizing, you know, both of those things at the same time.
Those pair well together.
The Hollywood organizer.
Yeah, wow.
I'm the super organizer, but yes, I'm in Hollywood. I've worked with Hollywood folks, so I have worked with them.
Oh. Can we expect a show from you, since Marie Kondo basically has Netflix cornered, can we expect a show from you on like Hulu, maybe Amazon?
JLJ Media streaming platform coming soon.
Perfect.
Oh my God. First of all, I'm very much known in my community who's against Marie Kondo, so it's been very funny you brought her up. I was quoted in Forbes magazine about my feelings about her. So the thing I will say is, for anyone to get a show on Netflix, I give you points. Because that just ain't easy. And you just get a show on Netflix on organizing. But her stuff isn't realistic, so I'm just not a big fan. People, to take all your stuff and throw it out and shame you to look at it, we don't do that. Plus, people live differently in other countries than they do in America. So there's things that are just very different. So I'm not a fan. But I have, over the years, worked with a couple of companies to possibly have a show. That's all I can say. There's just been some, but then COVID happened right now, so it's kind of like a shutdown at the moment. But I have some things in the works that hopefully will resume as we get to some kind of normalcy.
What would you say the number one thing with organizing is, aside from, you know, getting rid of things, what's like the number one tip you would give someone?
The one tip I'd give someone is you don't have to get rid of things all the time either.
Oh, I'm mistaken.
That is what we're known for. Throw it away, not necessarily. The point is, if everything has its place and doesn't overwhelm your space, then there's a place for it. Then you're fine. That's always my thing. So you don't throw everything away. So I always say, well, you don't throw anything away. You can actually keep stuff. So as long as it has a place, a space, it has a place in your home. That's my basic philosophy on that. My number one tip, I always say, well, which is my philosophy and my book that's out right now. Small steps lead to large rewards. I have a book out. That's the title of the book. Small steps lead to large rewards. My thing is always start small. When you look at something in a large sense, it's overwhelming, and you go, never mind, and you don't do it. Whether it's a corner of a desk, whether it's just behind the door, whether it's just your bed, start somewhere small and move around. Go to the next thing. Right? And you know, you'll finish something. Eventually, you'll finish something.
I like that.
Start small and get big.
Small steps.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's what it is. Chris number two. I don't know who's Chris number one or number two. I can't tell.
We co mayor of the town, so it doesn't really matter.
We're in charge.
That's true. Okay, so Chris 1A and Chris 1A. I've told to people all the time, just do little sections, a little bit at a time, and you will get there. You will totally get there. It's like what is that saying? Any step is a step.
Yeah, you can overcome anything, it sounds like.
Where's my bell? Okay, yes. Yes, my book. There you go. I love it. Yes, you can overcome anything, Chris's.
And you can overcome anything. It's a little popular in a couple different countries, right? Your book?
So there's 16 of us who contributed to the book. Cesar R. Espino is a great friend of mine. We do books together also on entrepreneurship. and things like that. He decided to put together where we tell a story, just one story, in our lives where we overcame something. And mine is turning 40 and changing my life. There's just that whole thing, leaving my last job and coming and changing my life. So it's this book that came together, great people, and it went number one in 9 categories. Ooh. In 4 countries. It was Australia again.
Shout out to Australia.
I know. India, Canada, I want to say France. I think it's France. But number one on those, went number one on several self-help Amazon bestseller lists and men's bestseller lists. And I mean, it was just, we were overwhelmed. We couldn't believe how well it did.
That's amazing. And is Hallmark going to pay for you to fly out to each one of these countries so you can do interviews over there?
Well, that's funny. They might not pay for me, but I have gone. They've taken care of me in other ways, interviewed some of their stars. I'm a big Hardy, so any Hardys out there, I'm a Hardy. When Calls the Heart, that's my show, Hallmark Channel. And I've written some books on my experiences with Hallmark. They're very popular. Thank you so much, you guys. But no, they won't actually pay for me yet. Maybe one day.
What do your Hardy fans think about Ed Hardy?
I don't know if they even know who that is or was or is.
Yeah.
You're reaching back. I'm like, I used to have a few of those things, but yes, back in the day.
James Law Jr. at James Law Jr. on Instagram. Could you talk about your experience hosting the after show for Hallmark's number one after show program, I think, right?
Yeah,
there it is. Yeah, it's funny because myself and Marissa Serafini, who's my co-host and co-creator, she plucked me out of obscurity. No, just kidding. No, she found me and said, let's do this show. You like The Waltons. You like Little House on the Prairie. I was like, I did like those shows. and I watched. And isn't that funny? I was like, oh my God. And I fell in love with them and I followed the show and I got to meet the cast. I got to meet the producers, writers, Brian Bird, the leader of this all, Michael Landon Jr., all of them. They're great. They are wonderful, amazing. Crown Media, great people. They just added a black family to the show this season. Ooh. So I'm very happy with that.
Ryan, play
Yay! There's this one black man in the background, but now there's a family. But the thing is, we start doing the show. If you don't know what after shows are, people out there, it means we talk about the show after the show airs. So we kind of recap it, what happened, give our opinions. We're an opinion-based show, and sometimes have the stars on there. We started doing that, and they, for whatever reason, they loved us. Me and Marissa, they have taken us in. It's a live show. We have a little live chat. We do it on YouTube. They loved it. And we've done it for like four or five of the eight seasons now. And it's immensely popular. And it's just, the Hardys are like 100-something thousand strong online.
Wow.
Their tweets were beating Walking Dead for a while.
Wow, really?
So much they were beating Walking Dead's tweets.
Interesting. How do they compare against Days of Our Lives?
Ooh. Different. Very different. Days of Our Lives has their own fan base, and Hardy's has their own base. The soaps are very different than Hallmark Channel fans. Some cross, but they're very, soap fans are very dumb. I'm laughing because some of them are bonkers. They're a little crazy, but I love them because they have been there for me through thick and thin.
Great. How bonkers are their after show hosts?
I think if Lounging with Tony is in here, my chocolate twin, as we call it, they're crazy. No, it's funny. Tony and I and one of our sisters, Mark J. Freeman, when we did the show, and it was the three of us, it was magical. We were three dudes, as you put it, talking about soaps. It had never been done before. And we were three very strong personalities. And somehow, when the camera came on, It was all good. I mean, we just worked really well together. It was this thing, it was great. And we told our opinions. And we definitely had, friendly disagreements. But we never got into any fights online or anything like that on air. But it's, off, that's another story, folks, off air. The shade is real. And But I also do other, I do other ones too. I do them for Bold and Beautiful. I do it for General Hospital and Y&R. And all my hosts, everybody I've worked with, there's things that happen when you co-host with people, you're with each other all the time. But for the most part, when the cameras come on, we are all on. And it's just, it is just, it's, we're all like Donkey Kong. It's just the bomb.
Wow. Yeah. I'm like, Ryan, put that on a t-shirt or a mug, maybe.
Maybe a mug.
I'm showing my age. I'm showing my age.
No, I used to put Donkey Kong all the time for SN, or the original one in the arcade.
Frogger, Donkey Kong, Centipede, Miss Pac-Man, original Mario Brothers, all those.
Yeah.
I was like, I had Atari, and then my friends had a Sega Genesis. So, I mean, we were like, you know, I remember playing Pong when that first came out. Pong, folks. And it was like, dink, dink. And I was, for hours, I was just like, oh, my, it's the best thing on earth. But my favorite game of all time was Galaga. That was my favorite game of all time.
That's the one, is that the one with the...
The ships.
Yeah.
And then those things come down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to say snakes or whatever, yeah.
That's yes. The snake one? And,
yes.
Oh. I love that game.
That was my favorite. And my next favorite was Tetris. Love Tetris.
Keep going.
Turn it.
Roblox exclusive. We just did the Tetris song on Quarantine the Christmas with James Law Jr.
And now, brought to you by... Undisclosed sponsor.
James, we talk a lot every day on the show, but you also talk a lot every night on Instagram. Could you talk about your Instagram show?
Yes, late night here on IG at James Law Jr. at 10 p.m. We talk about, I've done 106 shows.
Oh.
I started it for people who had anxiety, who had depression, who were bored. When the pandemic first started, because March 17th, everything changed for me and for a lot of people around that time period. I had no jobs. Hollywood shut down. Organizers shut down. We're all sitting at home going, And the nighttime is when things get quiet outside, but get loud in your brain. You start thinking about stuff. And I was having anxiety, and I was like, I don't want anxiety. So I thought, what if I do a casual show, as you guys have watched, from my bed usually. I'm laying in bed with a drink. Exactly. Usually when I'm bed with a drink on it, it's like,
hey. You know,
exactly. And we talk for an hour, literally until it runs out. As you know, it just goes for an hour. I let it go. So thank you, Marie Cupcake. It just goes to an hour. It's free form because everything else I have is structured. So this is not structured. This is just like, what do you want to talk about, folks? I've done Q&As. I've shaved my head on camera. I've made drinks. I made a cake once. So there you go. See, we'll shave your head on camera.
We shaved my head once, spur of the moment, to raise money for Save the Whales, which was our community cause that day, and raised almost $400 actually live.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay, good. See, so I mean, it's just a show, but people have actually made connections on the show. We have a little community. When you come into my show, it's like family. And if someone new comes in, I go, please say hi to them. They will say hi to you. They exchange IGs. Some have actually gotten some projects together out of it. Some of my shows have come out of it. The ideas have come out of it. But it's a real fun, crazy, you never know what I'm going to say. There's some nights I've come on and ranted and cussed every other word. And you can find some of my episodes are on my YouTube channel, GFG Media. I don't save all of them, but I have a few on that you can watch in the past to see what I'm talking about. But I did it for fun. I did it for people. And I didn't know I was going to do it this long. But just keep doing it.
Yeah, I think we're still in this pandemic until Easter of some unknown year, right? According to the leader of the free world.
Easter, oh my God, can you imagine? Oh my God. So it's a lot of fun. Join us. You never know who is going to stop through. It could be a celebrity. You never know, a drag queen, a friend of yours. You never know who's going to come on, pop on. Tony Moore popped on several times. You never know who's going to pop on my show. It's loose and fun and a good time.
Ooh, we do appreciate loose and fun, good times.
We do.
Sounds like you might have some experience with that.
Not anymore. I mean,
no.
The last 6 months have been tight and quiet, and it's probably cobwebs. It probably fell off. I have no idea what's going on down there. So there's nothing happening. Trust me. Nothing. Nothing. I'm going crazy, folks. I'm going crazy. I did a video for the first 90 days of this pandemic. I didn't see anybody. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't touch anybody. Because I have an immune system problem. So I didn't see. My doctor said, if you get it, James will die. Okay, got it. So I stayed home for 90 days straight. I went crazy. And I did a video about it. It's on my YouTube channel.
We'll have to check you going crazy out. Sounds like you may be the crazy host, not Tony.
Ooh. Probably. Why not? I'm your elder. You gotta be nice to your elders.
Ryan, pay attention.
You look good.
In those 90 days, were you just sustaining yourself by eating things from your garden?
I'm big gardener, folks. I love my garden. And actually, during those 90 days, you know what I did do? So during that time period, I had these two giant loquat trees. If you know what loquats are, they're considered Japanese pears. They're little yellow, delicious things with seeds in them. They pop up, and you get a billion of them. I get a big harvest twice a year. Ooh. But they harvested during that time period. And I was like, what am I going to do? I learned how to make loquat jam.
Ooh, loquat jam.
Wow. It was good. Yeah. I made loquat. And I made just cans of it. And it was like my first time ever doing some kind of something like that. So I did like live off my land, so to speak. Because I had loquats coming in. I had plums coming in. I had tomatoes coming in. So it's kind of like, I'm growing my own food. I don't need to go shopping in the grocery store. I got my own vegetables.
It sounds kind of like, have you ever seen the movie Holes?
Yeah.
Where Zero, all he lives off of is like the jam. It sounds like that. Did you get tummy aches at all from just eating your loquat jam?
I ate it in moderation. That was the key. It was in moderation. I put it on toast. I put it on waffles. I mean, there were different things I put it on. But I didn't eat it all the time. I gave some away also to people. So I was like, but it's just kind of like, I learned a new skill from my garden. So I really do believe in, and I want to do more of that, actually. I want to start planting some more stuff so you can live off your garden, kind of, when something like this happens. Because there was, like, some weird, you couldn't get good produce for a while. I'm like, this was all weird. So I was like, that's a thought. That's a total thought.
Yeah, it feels like a long time ago when, like, now obviously toilet paper, but, like, produce, eggs, like, there was a ton of things you go to the grocery store and it just didn't exist for a little bit.
Well, see, at that time period, I did Instacart. And so that, but back then, it was like a week or two, you had to wait to get food.
Yeah.
I remember, that's a trip. So, yeah, I was like, okay, well, I'll make sure I get everything I need, and then just like, I'll be good, so... Now I'm stocked up. If we get closed down again, I'm good to go. I got wipes. I got soaps. I mean, I'm good. I got some Lysol.
Hopefully not the Cottonelle wipes who just got recalled.
I don't use Cottonelle. I use Big Lots.
Oh, Big Lots. We're a Kirkland household here.
Hey, Kirkland. That's fine. We like Kirkland. That's fine. Yeah. I got my TV from Costco. I love it. Hello, my big TV over there. My plant.
Ooh. Nice. You know, my favorite thing to do actually at Costco is bring a book and read in the dining section.
You've done that? You don't say anything?
I just bring a book and, well, because I would get my tires done at the Costco. So when my tires are in there, I'll go inside of Costco with a book and just sit down at the dinner table and just read.
That's hilarious. I've never done that.
I picture you like in the pre-pandemic days, which seemed like a couple decades ago. I picture you reading a book while like walking and then sampling.
It's a good idea.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
I used to love this. I used to love sampling their stuff there. They stopped that too. They're like, no.
Yeah. Remember when Costco and Trader Joe's used to little sample products? Then you'd be like, oh, I like this combination. I'm gonna buy that. Like, are there ever gonna be samples again? Like. In, at least in California?
They got rid of that in buffets. There's no buffets anymore. You can't go to Sizzler or anything and get a buffet. Yeah. That shit is done. Yeah,
Golden Corral? Is there even one out here?
No, our hometown cafe, hometown buffet, those are done. They're done. Yeah.
Soup Plantation's done.
Mm-hmm. Soup Plantation. They're done. That's it, kids. They're not, you can't touch nothing no more. That's it.
Yeah, what else aside from buffets, I'm trying to think, are like just germ-infested either items or places or that may not ever be normal again to go to? Or just see?
Well, you know, well, I would say playgrounds. I don't know, maybe. With jungle gyms and stuff.
Yeah, I wonder, movie theater? I mean, people love the movies, but I guess they want to be sitting near other humans.
They have to figure out a way, because it's recycled air, they got to figure out a way to make sure that it is really kind of safe. Because if someone coughs in the air, they could possibly do something, I guess. You could be spread apart, I guess, but you're still inside. It's that inside thing, it's that air thing inside. Yeah. Outdoors is a little easier.
But I think we were talking about this the other day, right? With like popcorn, like the way popcorn in movie theaters is like someone just like scoops it in. It's just in a giant vat of germs. Rest in peace, well, popcorn.
Popcorn. I can think of it. Or you know where? Candy places.
Oh.
Like the candy in the big bins and stuff. You can't. That's done.
Right. Just little kids just scooping their germy fingers at.
What do you think about like a Build-A-Bear?
They're watching. Probably not. I was thinking about Yogurt Land. I was watching people get frozen yogurt, and these are some restrictions there too.
Yeah, I went to Yogurt Land actually with my niece maybe 2 months ago now. I don't know time. And it was strange having someone do it for you because you're so used to going up to the yogurt thing and pulling it down and sampling and whatnot. Right. And I asked the girl, who was helping us, I'm like, do people like just give you shit for like not enough of this or like a little more, a little less? She's like, yeah, there's people who complain all the time and I have to throw it out and start over because of like health protocols.
You know, they may have to go back to some sort of way, like gelato places and ice cream places. Like my favorite place is the Manhattan Beach Creamery that's over Manhattan Beach.
Ooh, yes. Best place.
You know, so I may have to... Mm-hmm. So you may have to go back to stuff like that where we get served. Like they just serve you. You just pick out and you say 2 scoops. I mean, I don't know about ice cream. Maybe it's like 2 swirls. I mean, they may have to figure out something for you so you get that frozen yogurt still, I think.
What's your go-to at the Manhattan Beach Creamery?
Well, it's just funny. So now either ice cream anymore. You don't have any lactose-free ice cream.
It's true.
Now I can feel your pain.
Now I'm screwed. I can't have cheese. There's a lot of things I can't have anymore that I am devastated over. Devastated.
That's sad. We shed a tear. Just like our rain cloud.
I might have threw that one.
It's right here.
There it is.
Rain cloud has a tear for you.
Thank you. I will take that. The solidarity. Thank you. The empathy. Thank you.
Yes. Here you go.
you give it to through. Yes. You give it to James through the camera here.
I have enough of those at home, trust me, that I never use. I never have one on me when I go there. I'm like, why don't I have any of these coupons on me when I go here?
Right, yeah. It's just designed to just pile up in that one drawer, and you're like, yeah. Oh, I don't need these, or I do need these, but I'm going to keep them. Maybe someone that's, you know, super good at organizing can help.
Yeah. What is your what are your go-to buys to help organize?
Ryan, we got to pay the bills.
What are your go-to buys to help organize?
That's why I tell people, don't buy anything yet. Ooh. You may actually have space. My big thing is, you may not be using your space correctly. So the problem is, you buy stuff, you can buy organizing products and not know how to use them. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of go, okay, what do I need? And don't do that. first purge, first gather, first figure out what you have, and then see what's left over. Then you can buy the things you need exactly.
Is that because if you start buying things to organize, you just like create more clutter for yourself?
Yes. Well, the thing is, you'll waste money. You'll waste because you'll buy these bins, not really knowing what size you need, how many you need, and then it always happens. You'll have 10,000 bins left over, and you're like, "Why did I spend all this money?" It's just the weirdest thing. So I always say, first assess what you have. And that will inform what you buy.
Ooh, makes sense.
Gotcha. So I guess what came first, your love for outer space or your love for home space?
Ooh. Outer space. I was a Ray Bradbury fan when I was a kid. Isaac Asimov. When I was a kid, S is for Space, Fahrenheit 451. Those were all Martian Chronicles. That was all my jam back when I was a kid. I'm a voracious reader, still am. Science fiction, you know, hands down, Star Wars, all that stuff, it's just hands down. But then home space entered my life at some point as a child, because I had to have my own little bunk beds, and I had brothers and sisters, I had my own little wall, where I had my posters of like Def Leppard and like Prince and everything on there. This was the 80s. And Madonna. And then when I moved out on my own, I made my place. So I've always been efficient and into home stuff. Probably from teenagehood on, but my love of space came first.
Speaking of efficient, what's your favorite fish?
To eat or to look at?
Well, we're looking at some jellyfish right now, so
both.
I love neon fish.
Ooh.
They're so cool. They have a little line in the middle of their bodies, and it's just like, I love it. I love neon. I feel like looking at them. My favorite fish to eat is catfish. My friends from the South love catfish. Love it fried. I love it plain, whatever. I do like red snapper, but I'm very much a pescatarian mostly. I eat mostly seafood.
Well, there you go.
Interesting.
You're a James of all trades, James Law Jr. at James Law Jr. on Instagram. And basically, if you look at your profile, it says a little bit of everything. What are you most passionate about going into 2021 and the projects? I know we had talked about some of the audio projects, but what are you most passionate about doing leading into next year?
Right now, it is my audio projects. They're the latest thing that I've jumped on, writing, producing, directing them. I'm really excited. I'm working on my next album.
Oh.
Album's out, and so working on my next one, and this will be my first album of almost all new material coming out in a couple of years, so I'm very excited. I've been working on songs, and I have some collaborations, and that'll be out next year. I'm very excited about that. I have a Spanish language album coming out, which I've been working on. I have some Spanish songs out, so I'm working on that for a couple of years. So a lot of writing, I guess, when I'm thinking about this, it's all about my writing. It's about writing, whether it's poetry, books, songs or dramas. Right now, I'm very excited to go into next year into writing. I mean, that's my main thing. It's just, I love it. I'm a writer first before anything else I've ever done. I've been writing since I was like 11 years old. I love writing. And I just think that's my strength is. Like, that's my strength.
And one fun fact that Ryan just put up on the teleprompter is that in one of your audio series, you have a new original song after each one that you wrote.
Yeah, so, okay, so here's two, though. Oh, I forgot this other thing I'm proud of. Okay, so I scored my first movie.
Really?
The movie's called Vex. It's now on the festival circuit. The first song is out already called Summer Song, but I wrote almost every single song on it. But I appear on it, and I have people who sing some of the songs, whatever. That soundtrack's coming out soon. I'm very proud of that. But yes, Mistletoe Road has an original song written by me and produced by me at the end of every episode. So the episode and the songs relate to the episode.
Interesting.
So I'm trying to lead to writing my first musical. That's what I want to do eventually. Wow. That's something in the big ether at some point. I want to write a musical. So that's something and I feel like I can do it. So these are like my little pieces of things I'm doing to try it out. And some of the songs are very complex that are coming out of Mistletoe Road, and some of them are very simple. But I'm trying things out, and that's kind of a thing I want to do for like the future.
Interesting. We do have a comment from a cupcake. She says she's looking forward to your next album.
Ooh.
Speaking of sweet treats and your love of jam, do you think you're going to be signing with Def Jam Records anytime soon?
I like being in charge, and I learned that from the late Prince, to own your own stuff. Mm-hmm. I like being in my little JLJ Media label because I get everything. It's mine. I mean, my producers get stuff too, but whatever. But it's mine. It's my label. I own it. I don't have to answer to anybody. I can do whatever I want. I can release whatever I want. So for me, I'd rather keep that and maybe sign some distribution deals to get out maybe even Ooh. Further. Other than that, no, I'll always be independent.
Michael, thank you.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Mr. Independent, Miss Independent, whatever. Mr. Independent, that's why I love him.
Exactly, I love it.
That, wow. Obviously, you can see that my singing voice is clearly what really carries my life and my aspirations leading to 2021.
I will write a song for you. You'll be a hit. You'll be a star.
Ooh, speaking of songs and Christmas right around the corner, how do you feel about Mariah Carey not wanting a lot for Christmas?
Hmm. Oh, I think she's genius. So I have Christmas songs too. So I did my first Christmas song like 4 years ago called Santa, 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 Hurry Up, Santa. And then last year I released There's Always Hope for Christmas. They did really well for me. I gotta tell you, Christmas is lucrative. And I started reading stuff on Mariah Carey and Paul McCartney, that Paul McCartney makes most of his money just from those 2 months out of the year because of Christmas. Mariah Carey, the same thing.
Oh.
People love Christmas music. And Mariah is a smart, she wrote the song. The song is a classic. The album is a classic. Like I just bought her book. I'm about to devour it and read it. People forget that she wrote or co-wrote all 18 of her hits, her number one hits.
Really?
Like she co-wrote them. She did it. That's her. Nobody else. Her. She's known for her diva-like antics, but she actually is a very talented songwriter and musician.
Good
enough.
You gotta tell us the deets on that book.
Well, I know. I just started it, and she spills all the tea. All of it.
Just jumping tea Billion. Everywhere.
Yes, but you're gonna put. Thank you.
That's it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for spilling all the tea with us today.
Yeah.
Or tea day, I guess. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing, and I gotta buy a T-shirt because I gotta wear a T-shirt. Oh. I gotta rock it.
All right. Well,
according to the Chris's tie-dye T-shirts available now.
Yes. Where can we get them, Chris?
They get the link in our bio.
Oh, okay.
Go to your bio, and I'm gonna rock it.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks again, James. We appreciate you at James Lott Jr. on Instagram. We'll be waiting for November 30th.
Yes. When Christmas comes.
Christmas comes early this year.
Early this year, that's right.
Yeah. We appreciate you again. We're looking out for all the great things you're doing going into 2021.
Thank you guys, and you guys are amazing. So thank you so much.
Thanks, James. Thanks, James. Love you. Appreciate you. Catch you soon.
That was James Lott Jr., a Renaissance man, according to our historian Tony Moore, who does a little bit of everything. If he's not making jam, he's making amazing content through JLJ Media, whether it's podcasts, books, organizing, writing. Which is books, I guess. He does a little bit of everything. Check him out at James Lott Jr. on Instagram for all things James.
All things James, Chris.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff. He does a lot of stuff. And someone who does a lot of good is our community pals of the week, Tie-Dye for Tumors.
Tie-Dye for Tumors, they don't make just masks. Actually, their main thing is T-shirts,
yes.
But we keep forgetting to bring it up. But it's okay. Shout out to Vanessa at Tie Dye for Tumors on Instagram or on Etsy, Tie Dye for Tumors. We do have to pay the bills one last time.
Yes, we're sponsored by Teardrops from Bed Bath & Beyond. Or I guess it's just Bed Bath right now, Chris.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if we can use that coupon anymore.
Uh-oh. I don't think so.
We need a new coupon.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. A very special Fancy Friday tomorrow with our friend Pete Malio, unless he cancels, and then we'll keep shaming him for ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
We're off to go film a podcast with our good friend BC.
Yep. Check out BC's page on Facebook.
Facebook. I think that's where we're going to be.
BC, BISI, in 6 minutes.
Yes.
And go vote.
Bye. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Quarantining
with the Chris's. Please support our GoFundMe benefiting Okaizu Children's Cancer Camp. Search No Hair for Care on GoFundMe.com for more information.
Connect with the Chris's on our website, QWTChris's.com, and on Instagram, YouTube, the Facebook, Twitch, TikTok, and even Twitter at QWTChris's.
Catch us live across all social media every day that ends in Y, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ryan, end the show.